over this, and the heat would spring the barrel staves into shape, and this formed the potato barrel.
Okay, what sort of buildings were there on the farm?
By this time, most of the farms had weatherboard houses. Prior to then, it had been log cabins.
Right.
But with the invention of the saw and so forth, particularly the steam sawmill, they had come to this easier way of building. I do not recall of hearing them having hand-sawed out timber to build homes with. They did hand-saw out for flooring, or possibly for their roofing materials.
Okay, the building that you would store corn in?
Was a corn crib. But often our local farmers didn't have a corn crib. This was stored in part of the barn. Okay. But they called it the corn crib if it was within the barn.
Right. Okay, what would you call a building or part of a building where grain would be stored?
No, that was still, we still called it the corn crib or the... Mm-hmm. Or the grain box. Often this was put in a, we called it steel lined, it was zinc lined boxes that were made rat proof. And usually these were in the corn crib part of the barn or in a part of the barn, and by keeping these boxes closed, the rats could not get in and eat your grain. But it, where they would, the rats would quickly gnaw into them.
Okay, did you ever hear the term granary?
Granary?
Granary.
Not here in Florida.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's see. Yeah, do you know any other buildings on the farm? Let's see where hay might be piled up.
No, because hay was usually piled in the loft of the barn. After it was cured.
Okay, do you know any names for small piles of hay raked up in the field?
No, I don't recall. There would have to be a name for it.
Possibly haycock, have you ever heard?
Hay?
Haycock?
Haycock, no.
Okay.
Here in Florida, on the coast, because of the high humidity, it was hard to stack hay. It was spread for the sun to dry it, and at the height of the drying, it was quickly moved into the loft of the barn, so the moisture couldn't get to it. With a hay stack, as they use further inland, and so forth, we would have had too much mildew of the hay from the moisture. We have most of the time what we call night air, which is very damp. And this would require a redrying of the hay after night. And hay was not harvested into the loft until midday or later. And by 4:30 in the afternoon, your night air was beginning to drift in.
Where would you keep the cows? What was that place?
Cow lot, pasture.
Okay. How about the place that the horses were kept?
Stable. They were stabled. And many times a milk cow was put in the stable.
Mm-hmm. Would there be a specific name for the place where cows would be milked outside the barn?
Milk shed, or the milking room.